Blog Talk Radio.
To the show, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in, and welcome to the show. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. The call-in number is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. You can call in, listen live to the show, and you can also press the number 1 on your keypad once you call in, and that will alert me that you'd like to be on the air to give your comments or opinions about today's episode. Again, 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right? Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome, welcome, welcome. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, today's word of the – let's see. Let me get it back. Today's word of the day is, wow, today's word of the day is edify is a verb, edify is edify, and it's a verb, and it means to instruct and improve, especially in moral and religious knowledge, to uplift or enlighten and inform. A lot of times I try to edify people, which is I try to uplift people and get them to thinking better about themselves, right? I edify people. And that's a great thing to do, is to edify and uplift people. Edify or uplift people. So edify, that's a great word to put in your vocabulary, to instruct and improve, especially in moral and religious knowledge, to uplift, okay? That happens with the church, with pastors and all this motivational speakers, sometimes college professors, all kinds of people uplift and edify others. So that's our word of the day, okay? Now, today's weather right now is 82 degrees in the ATL. We have sunshine. We're looking at a high of 89 today. I don't know if we're going to get any rain, but there have been scattered showers all around Atlanta today. So maybe we will. Who knows? Maybe later on this evening. I don't know. But tomorrow, Friday, we're looking at 89 degrees and scattered thunderstorms. Saturday, 91 scattered thunderstorms. Sunday, 93 scattered thunderstorms. Well, not scattered thunderstorms on Sunday, but partly cloudy. So, you know, this is the time of year when we have afternoon showers, and they don't last a long time, but they are pretty harsh, right? So I tell you a funny story. The other day, I guess it was, what's today, Thursday? So probably Tuesday. Tuesday, I was sitting watching TV, and we had a big storm, and there was a huge thunder, right? Boom, like something that, a big explosion or something. And my puppy looked at me, and my puppy jumped, and he was looking out, like, at the window, like, man, what was that? I was like, man, that was thunder. And that was funny right there. But anyway, again, thanks guys for tuning in the show. I see there are more people joining the show. Again, thanks guys. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, I share show notes and stuff like that on Facebook and Twitter. And of course on Blog Talk Radio, every time I decide to do a show, I put it out on social media and a couple of different places like that, right? And when I shared it on Facebook, I saw a video on Facebook, and it was disturbing to me because it was a 10-year-old boy that was sitting in a car and shooting a video, okay, of himself sitting in the car, and he was sitting in the car smoking weed. 10 years old, smoking weed, smoking a blunt, okay? He was sitting in there smoking weed, He was saying something. I didn't have the volume up on the video, because I was looking at TV, but he was sitting there smoking weed. And the caption at the bottom was saying, where is this little boy's parents? Where is his mom? Where is his dad? And, you know, I mean, when you put stuff out there on social media, like I tell my kids, when you put stuff on social media, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, they got 1,000 of them now. But when you put stuff out there like that, there's no telling who will see that. Telling who will see that video of the little 10-year-old smoking weed. Now, if they see that video and they know this kid, they know the parents of this kid, and if they decide to call the police on them, the parents could face some jail time. This serious stuff now. The parents could face jail time if the police finds out about this video and know who that person is. So I tell my kids all the time, you have to be careful what you post on these Instagrams and Snapchats and things like that, because who knows who may see them. So, you know, if anything, just don't do it. Look at other stupid people that do it. Look at other stupid people who put videos out there like that. Look at other stupid people who let their kids get on video and put it on. A 10-year-old, I don't know, probably a 10-year-old can sit there and do a video of himself and then post it to Facebook. How does that work? Are you allowed to have a Facebook page at 10 years old? I mean, what's going on? What's going on with society? What's going on with these kids? What's going on with these parents? It's just horrible to think that someone would, you know, maybe the parents don't know. I hope that's the case. But then I hope they know that if they do know and the police finds out, they could be in a world of trouble. Okay, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in. Press the number 1 on your keypad, and I'll put you on the air, and you can give me your opinions or your comments about today's episode, which is, I titled this, I didn't know what to say or whatever, and someone came up with this title for me, but it says, First Nighters, okay, Tricks or Wife Material. What do guys think the next day? Okay? And I want to discuss the thinking of men after they sleep with a woman the same night they meet. Okay? Because that happens. That happens all the time. It's probably happening right now. Probably going to happen tonight. So, you know, what I'm saying, first nighters are women or men who go out looking for women or men who will sleep with them that night. They go to the club, you know, a lot of women, and I know you women, I know my listeners aren't these women, but a lot of women go to these clubs and things at night looking. And with that objective is looking for a man that they can go home with or they can bring back to their place and sleep with them. They're looking for that. And that's a horrible, horrible way to be. That's a horrible, horrible thing to do in my eyes, okay? It may not be in your eyes or whatever. That's fine. But in my eyes, that's a horrible thing to do. Right? Because, you know, until you get to know a person, you don't know where they've been, who they've been with, what they got going on. You don't know any of that. But you're going to go home and jump into bed with them? How is that a great idea? How is it? On what terms is that a great idea? In whose eyes is that a great idea? Okay? So, and then, are they, you call, tricks? And, some of you older guys and girls out there who may be around my age or maybe a little younger, maybe a little older, whatever, a trick is someone like a lady of the night, someone that sells her body, okay? Now, she can, you know, she can lay down after meeting the guy for 15 minutes. She can lay down after, you know, the guy come in and, hey, come on in. Yeah, okay, get undressed. And they go at it. And that's a trick, okay? And ladies, if you're out there doing tricks, then, hey, that's your business. Hey, you know, That's the oldest profession around. But a man who may be looking for a wife, or may not be looking for a wife, but may be in the ballpark for a wife. He may not be looking at night, but hey, single guys, that's who go to these clubs. Married guys go too, but single guys who go to these clubs looking for someone that they can really connect with. Maybe not looking to take them home that night and sleep with them, but maybe looking for someone that they can connect with. And then if they connect with them, then later on down the road as we get to know each other and, you know, all the time or whatever that's gone by, maybe you'll propose to her. Maybe she'll be your wife. But what I'm saying is here, because someone asked me, Frank, what do you think about women who sleep with a man? Well, she said on the first date. But, you know, first dates are kind of iffy. But what I'm saying is the first night. First night you meet someone, you know, you may meet them at the bar or at the club or whatever that night, and y'all hit it off pretty well. And, you know, at the end of the night, she's supposed to be going her way. He's supposed to be going his way, but she doesn't want him to get away. So she offers him to come to her place, or he offers her to come to his place, and they do. But the next day, if you sleep with this guy tonight, the next day, what do guys think about her? All right, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show, and you can press the number 1, and I will put you on the air. So a guy would think that she's not, there's no way that she's wife material, if he's looking for that. There's no way that he wants her to be girlfriend material, even. If he's looking for that. But all I can say is that if a guy finds out that a woman will sleep with him that same night, he thinks that she's a trick. Okay? He may not have paid for it, sex or whatever, but he thinks that she's a trick. And then what happens is, He'll call up a few of his buddies and tell them what happened. This is what guys do. They'll call up a few of their buddies and tell them what happened. And then the next thing you know, maybe another buddy or whatever of his be like, hey, I want to go to the club with you tonight. I'm going to the club with you tonight or next week or whatever. And we're going to see if we see her at the club. And I'm going to try to talk to her, get her to my place, or I get to her place that night. And what I'm saying is when a group of guys find out that there's a girl around who's what I call easy, okay, that's what a woman that'll sleep with you the first night or something like that, she's easy. Right? And men don't want easy. Okay? It may be easy, whatever, yada, 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 yada. But men don't want easy. Men want a woman whom he has to chase after. He has to get after. He has to kind of wine and dine her, so to speak. Maybe not take her out dinner every night, stuff like that. But maybe, you know, get together with her, talk a little bit on the phone, pick her up and go to the movies, or take her to a concert, or, you know, anything like that. But not jumping into bed on the first night. Not jumping into bed on the first date. Men look for a wholesome woman that they can be with and they can have fun together and find out what she likes. He find out what he likes. Different things like that, and that's how they bond. And I guarantee you the sex or whatever you might be looking for or not looking for or whatever, it'll come. But you have to you have to take your time and get to know someone before that happens. That's how I feel. That's how I think. Okay? And, you know, some of my listeners out here may not think that. They may not feel that way or whatever. That's fine. That's your thing. But as far as me and what I teaching my girls is that's not the way to go. You don't want to be in high school and known for the girl who sleeps around. You don't want to go to college and get to be known as the girl who sleeps around. You'll be popular in college, but all for the wrong reasons, right? You'll be popular. You know, a lot of guys like you. A lot of guys not like you, but a lot of guys come around because they know what your deal is. Okay, they know what your deal is. And like I said, it's like a, you know, it's almost like a pack of dogs. Find out they can smell a female in heat from a mile away. And back in my day when they didn't have any leash laws for dogs and stuff like that, you'll see a female dog running down the street or walking down the street, and you'll see four or five dogs following right behind her. And as soon as she pull over and stop, one of them will jump on her back and try to be with her. Okay? And there's one in there who's the leader of the pack, and he'll fight all the other dogs to keep them from being with her. But that's, you know, that's why women call men dogs. That's why they call us dogs. Okay? And when men find out that there's a, you know, a woman on campus or a young lady on campus who will give it up at any time, you just go over there and knock on her door and go in, and next thing you know, y'all being together. And once men find that out, they'll come running. That's what happens, like the pack of dogs. Once they find out this female's in heat, you better have your female locked in a fence or something where these dogs can't get to her. Because if not, they're gonna get to her, and next thing you know, she's gonna have that flappy belly, and she's gonna be having some puppies. Okay, so that's all I'm saying is that, and you know, that's not nothing that's not able to happen with women who sleep with men on the first night. Hey, she can get pregnant on that first night. And that's not what you were looking for, guys. Maybe not what she was looking for, but it happened. And then now you got a female who's pregnant by you, and you don't even know her. You don't even like her. You just with her because I met her that night at the club, and we went home, and I slept with her, and she got pregnant. Man, oh man. And I guarantee you, there's countless times that has happened, and I guarantee you that 9.9 out of 10 of the guys or the women did not want a pregnancy, did not want a kid from that experience. But it happened. right? They got a kid. And this guy doesn't want a kid, so he does everything in his power not to see this girl, not stop taking her calls, hiding from her, maybe even move out of state. Can't find the guy. Now she's stuck in the situation of having this baby and being all alone with no man, no one to help her take care of it. And then you know what? That's all a bad for who? For that kid. Okay? Bad thing for that kid. An unwanted pregnancy. It happened all because you were out in the club or whatever and wanted to get together with a girl that night, or a girl wanted to get together with a guy that night. And by God, they did. Okay? So, and if a woman in a club or whatever carry herself in a certain way where she's putting off this aura about herself as being I don't know the word for it, but she's putting off this aura as someone who wants to be with someone. I don't know how to say it, but she's putting off this aura. I mean, men, tell me this, men here listening to the show right now. You sitting in a club, maybe sitting at a table, and you're looking out on the dance floor, and you see a couple of girls out there, and you see this one girl who's she's got on a really, really short dress, and she's dancing provocatively. You know, that means that, you know, she might be turned with her back to the guy and bent over and, you know, grinding on him and girl, guy grinding on her or whatever. And you see that, and then you see that she goes off, leaves this guy that she was dancing with, and she go over here to the table. Maybe she's got a girlfriend with her that's not into that, but she is. And she goes over to sit at the table, and the next thing you know, you're going and talking to her, asking her if you can dance with her or if you can buy her a drink or whatever. Because she's put off this aura that she may be easy. And we, you know, they call us dogs, right? They call me and dogs, and it's all because that at that point, when a man or a dog is out there hunting, looking for, and he looks for the most vulnerable one, and if she's out there dancing the way she's dancing, got her, you know, butt in the air and grinding on a guy, she is the most vulnerable. So she is going to be the one that you go after. And I guarantee you a couple of more guys saw her too. But they didn't get to her in time. You did. And if she likes you in any kind of way, hey, you might have a chance at it. Right? But please, guys, please be careful. That's all the time I have today. But I tell you, I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. I'm going to have another great, great show for you. Now, before I go, though, I wanted to promote this show I've been watching, which is called Animal Kingdom. I don't know if you guys watch Animal Kingdom. I don't know if you like that kind of show or whatever. But there's a show on TNT that comes on Tuesday nights called Animal Kingdom. It's really a great show. And maybe you have on demand, you can go back and start it from the first episode or whatever. But Tuesday night is going to be the final episode for this season. So if you guys can, watch it Tuesday night. This is going to be a great closeout for the show. Anyway, hey guys, take care of yourselves. Stay cool out there. And I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. This Frank, I'm over. And I'm out. I'll see you.
This is how we do it. Hit the shop cause I'm faded. Honey's in the streets, say money, yo, we made it. It feels so good in my hood tonight. The summertime skirts and my guys and canoes.